Dreamscape presents The Marathon Conspiracy by Gary Corby. Narrated by Eric Davies. The Marathon Conspiracy. Chapter 1. Pericles didn't usually keep a human skull on his desk, but there was one there now. The skull lay upon a battered old scroll case and stared at me with a vacant expression, as if it were bored by the whole process of being dead. I stood mute, determined not to mention the skull. Pericles had a taste for theatrics, and I saw no reason to pander to it. Pericles sat behind the desk, a man of astonishing good looks, but for the shape of his head, which was unnaturally elongated. This one blemish seemed a fair bargain for someone on whom the gods had bestowed almost every possible talent. Yet Pericles was as vain as a woman about his head, and frequently wore a hat to cover it. He didn't at the moment, though. He knew there was no point trying to impress me. In the lengthening silence, he eventually said, "I suppose you're wondering why there's a skull on my desk?" I was tempted to say, "What skull?" But I knew he'd never believe it. So instead I said, "It does rather stand out. A former enemy?"